Sandwich.
Why wasn't this in my prep package so that I would know to bring in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today?
Ken, that's your department.
All right, let's go. Come on, stop fooling around.
888-301-3684.
Jack Stockwell visits with us in a few minutes. You knew that, right? Dr. Jack. And we're going to talk about the value of Subway and their...
sandwiches?
No, I was teasing about that. I think that there are a number of things. There are always things in the world of medicine that we need to keep up with. This is most important thing in our life is taking care of our body, right? And there are always people who are betting against the body and how it works. I want to sort of go down that street a little bit with Jack. How we can get people to feel better about their body and what's going on in their bodies and to know more about what's going on in their bodies. Speaking about what's what, Richie is fascinated with the junk that is being found as a result of the air,
the search for the plane,
which they're never going to find in the ocean. But at any rate, they're finding a lot of other stuff in the ocean.
It's a mess out there.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's a mess out there. I quote you on that. Jennifer Horn says, it's a mess out there.
But think about it. Who's in charge of cleaning? I mean, there's not like a maid that you can call in to clean the ocean. I mean, if something falls off, it's just hanging.
It's so irresponsible. It really is. Tossing things, these ocean liners, the cargo ships, things that
cruise
just
ships
get dumped
even.
In the... What'd I say?
Cruise ships, cargo ships.
Did you say cruise ships? Oh, sometimes I blank out when you talk.
Nobody keeps track of this stuff.
No.
But of ocean garbage. Mm-hmm. But they estimate that for how many containers go overboard range from 700 to as many as 10,000 of the roughly 100 million world shipping, the World Shipping Council says each year. So 700 to 10,000 cargo containers go overboard each year, they estimate.
Yeah.
So where's Al Gore?
Where is Al Gore?
Because he gets so upset about everything else going on, climate change and everything. I mean, the ocean is a big part of our ecological system here on the planet. Why isn't he upset about this?
Why do we care? Why
because
does everybody
I
take
pot know.
Shots at... Well, why are you taking a shot at Al Gore?
Why not? I love to have
because it's simple and it's too easy.
Oh, come on.
Let's
well,
do this.
We work
you know what? I'm going to jump on this with Jennifer.
Yeah, go ahead.
We seem to hear a lot about wanting to protect our environment.
Yeah.
The ocean seems to be like this big, vast... expanse
well,
that nobody seems to really
the planet
understand.
And no one takes responsibility of it.
Or, yeah, or
well, why do you go after Al Gore?
Concerns.
Because
what's Al Gore got to do
the
with the junk that gets thrown
planet,
off? No, he isn't. That's such simplistic thinking.
Are you calling me simple?
No, I'm saying that
I think
it's
that you are. You've
thinking.
Said it twice now.
Want me to say it again?
All right, so check this out.
It's simplistic thinking.
More than a
what?
Third of the world's 7 billion people live within 60 miles of the ocean.
Yeah,
and their waste inevitably reaches water.
Yeah, it does. Look at the Los Angeles River flows right behind my house in Santa Monica and goes right out. I'm a block away from the ocean and goes right out and feeds dumps into the L.A. basin. And all the stuff that comes down from the hills, I mean, I can look over. It's a concrete river that was built during the same time they were putting the waterworks in, Mulholland. And and you see these sort of man-made rivers all over L.A. County. And they all drain to the same place, and that's the L.A. Basin. They go
the
out
Japanese
into
tsunami.
The ocean and junk. Yeah, the tsunami, all the
10
junk
million
going in the water there.
Tons of debris, they estimate, went into the ocean, including houses, tires, trees, appliances.
But the other side of that, Richie, is how vast is the ocean? How many gallons? You couldn't even imagine how many gallons
bigger
of water there are.
Bigger than a fish tank, that's for
yeah,
sure. You want to call
right.
it simple again?
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what's really interesting
the
about
world,
that junk?
The world's toilet.
Yeah,
well,
wonderful.
The junk from Japan, they had estimated, would show up in Southern California. And a little bit of it has, but most of the stuff that they predicted has never even come here. So,
well, that was one of the fascinating things I was watching yesterday on the television. They were showing these maps of these kind of vortexes that all of the junk gets trapped in and just keeps going around in circles. So it's like little solar systems all over the oceans around the planet. Yeah. And they just kind of pass the junk from one to the other. But it's like these big circles. Everything just kind of goes like a tour.
Pass the junk, please.
It's really pretty amazing.
What happened to that song that was popular, Junk in the Water?
Smoke on the Water.
Oh, I thought it was Junk in the Water.
No, Smoke on the Water.
Well, we could change the lyrics.
Sure, you could change anything you want.
Smoke. How does it go? Smoke. Who did
Here's Doug's ADD again. We were reminding him to go, what's a song that reminds me of this sentence I just blurted out of my mouth?
Thank you for that support.
Everybody's favorite game show.
Speaking of that, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a minute. Did you know that today is World Autism Awareness Day?
I do now.
I did not.
No, okay, so
I knew it was
the
peanut butter and jelly
continuing,
day.
What did you say?
I knew it was peanut butter and jelly day. I didn't know.
Okay, so we're not going to relate the two of them.
Right.
Autism is something that Jack and I talk about with frequency because we allege that it's connected to faulty vaccines that are given to children. And this debate continues, although I think there's more conclusive evidence, and Jack's going to share that with us in a matter of moments. In the meantime, let's think about a good night's sleep. All right, this is something else we could talk to Jack about. Getting up less frequently. This is normal for people who have healthy prostates. Men, I shouldn't say people because women don't have them. Men who have a problem getting up during the middle of the night and they're in their 40s and beyond is because their prostate's not working properly. And what I want you to do with PT9 is use it effectively so you have fewer trips to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You'll talk about this with your partner who is probably fed up to the gills with the fact that you get up every night and go to the bathroom and wake her up. So let's see if we can fix that problem. The ingredients are all natural. You will trust this product, PT9, a wealth of benefits, healthy prostate, feeding it well so it'll stay healthy as you get older, normal flow, complete bladder emptying, that kind of stuff. Call 800-811-3790 for PT9, which is backed by science. It's guaranteed to work. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus, which is another great product. Buying the three bottles of PT9 in the regular order, get Heart Factors Plus, two good things for your body, available now at 800-811-3790.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated. Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and me with a discussion of a health matter. Dr. Jack is a well-known Nuka chiropractor in Salt Lake City and around the area of Utah where he's been practicing for years. Lots of awareness because of him as to how you can help yourself stay healthy using chiropractic and especially Nuka chiropractic. One of the things that Jack and I talk about that we have in common is our interest in these early childhood childhood vaccines, and it's underscored by the fact that today is World Autism Awareness Day. 1 in 88 youngsters are diagnosed to have a problem with autism. Family and friends affected, people that are dealing with these folks. What's that lady who loves animal rights who is so well known? What is it? Anybody remember her name?
The chimpanzee lady?
No. This is a woman who's been outspoken in the animal rights world for years and years and years.
Remember.
And her name just went out. It begins with a T.
Okay.
Just
so anyway.
Fabulous. Anyway, well, the fact that people can grow up, the point is that people can have it as a child and grow up and deal with and work in the world. A lot of people are trying to shelter these children. They're trying to create a special world for them when that isn't going to work. But going back to the root of the problem, and that's giving vaccines that have mercury or silver in them, and why this could be prevented so easily, and it isn't, Jack, is what's a mystery, I think, isn't it?
Well, the thing to keep in mind here is that vaccinations were never intended for sick children. And because of all of the processed foods that are out there in the marketplace today, the grain industry has simply taken over the role of our nutritional needs and has supplanted good nutrition with processed foods where the good nutrition has been removed. So these kids, the minute they come off the breast or if they don't get breastfed at all, are already suffering serious malnutritional problems that are leading to immune dysfunction, other kinds of system dysfunction. You can see it in the hollow gut look in their face, the pasty skin, the thin hair, and they're not even 2 years old yet. These are kids that should never be receiving an inoculation of any kind. When these, back in the 50s, 60 years ago, when vaccines started to become really prominent, they were intended, and even the researchers at the time said these things are intended for healthy children, not for sick kids. And when you give this to a sick child, you have just pushed them completely over the edge. They've already got a sick gut. They've already got compromised immune systems. And now we're poisoning the brain.
So what happens to these people? What makes their life work for them after they've had this? So you can't stop it or something's happened. And the child has it, grows up to be an adult. How do you deal? You don't fix the problem, but how do you deal with the problem?
Well, the sooner this problem is addressed, the better, because when parents recognize there is something, the child was fine to begin with, but all of a sudden something has gone south, the sooner nutritional approaches to the problem are addressed rather than just some better social interaction with animals and other kids.
Well, nutrition means what? What are you supposed to be feeding a child?
You have to heal the gut. You have to heal the gut that is allowing these poisons to continue to leak back into the bloodstream that continues to poison the brain.
All right, Jack Stockwell's website is jackstockwell.com. Read his Forbidden Doctor reports. You'll get a lot out of it. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Certified gold on this date, 1985. This is one day, 24 hours after the thing is released. It sold 500,000 copies in one day. Yeah, amazing.
Joe Cocker. Isn't that Bruce?
Is it Bruce or Joe Cocker? Oh, it might be Bruce.
What was it? Kenny knows.
Yeah.
Was it Bruce? Stevie Wonder, isn't it? They rehearsed this for...
Here comes the best part.
Michael, oh, Steve Perry's in this.
Yeah.
Look, Huey Lewis. There she is.
At the height of her
Kim Collins.
They rehearsed this for about an hour before they did it. Everybody was given their parts, given the theme, given the basic music line, and bingo, they just did it. It was a fabulous. Not only was it fabulous in terms of the audio, but the video, watching as the various performers had the mic. It's just...
Paul and Oates.
Perfect.
Is that Quincy Jones directing them?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Quincy Jones.
Pretty sure. 26 after the hour. Nice musical memory for us at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I want to highlight the good things. A lot of people are talking sort of trash about American cars. So for those of you who want to know what the stats are, car business has improved a great deal. Richie is the consummate car salesman. That's what he did before he became a radio pro. So I don't know what that does to his value with you, those of you who don't like car salesmen.
I keep my salesman of the month plaques in my office hanging on my desk. Yeah. Right. You ought to see the look on people's face when they see those behind
me. Sure. All right, so General Motors sold 256,000 cars last month, a 4% increase from the year before. Ford sold 243,000 cars last month, an increase of 3% from last year. Toyota sold 215,000 cars last month, an increase of 5% from last year. Chrysler sold 193,000 cars last month, a 13% increase from last year. Nissan up 8% with 149,000. Honda 133,000, down 2%. Hyundai down 2%, sold 67,000 cars last month. Kia up 11%, 54,000. Is your father's new car a Kia, Jennifer?
No, it's a Hyundai.
Oh, it is a Hyundai. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, those are the numbers for those who want to study numbers. 28 after the hour.
It's called Rewards for Good, and the more you learn, the more you earn on AARP.org. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's how the Rewards for Good program is different than most loyalty programs. There's no monetary transaction required to acquire points that you can use towards thousands of great rewards. All you have to do is engage in free exercises that are provided by AARP.org to help enrich your life. Learning and earning points is fun. I like Gadget Gizmos and the History Trivia Quiz. There's something for everyone, from calculators to help you plan for retirement to tips on saving at the gas pump. The points you earn can be redeemed for savings on brand name merchandise and gift cards. You can also use your points to participate in online auctions and save on special daily deals. You'll rack up points fast. For instance, just by checking out how health care laws can benefit you can earn you up to 600 points. So check it out at AARP.org/rewards. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrades. upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Jennifer Horn is good at that, even though she is a little simple. Rich McFadden,
I'm watching
really
you.
Simple.
Watch out.
Yeah, right.
This simple girl is watching you.
Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the Malaysian airliner, this whole thing, these people who have made such a big deal out of the guy in the cockpit saying goodnight, when that happens over and over and over again on every flight. They say goodnight when they change frequencies and move to another place under air traffic control.
I don't know if that's the issue or if it was the issue, it was misreported who said it and what was said.
Well,
and I think it's adding to the fodder for the people that are against the Malaysians for screwing up the investigation.
Well, they haven't screwed, they just haven't done anything.
Right.
Frankly.
Yeah.
But if it isn't for CNN, if it's another day, it's another day of CNN's coverage.
I was just telling you off the break, you know, I've been crazy at my day job, also in the radio business. And so I feel like I've been in a bubble. I was looking for some news when I came home last night, and I turned on Fox, and Hannity was bashing Obamacare. And then I went
different.
To CNN, and they're just doing plane coverage. I mean, you can't even find, like, you know, the real stuff. Like,
all right,
what's
by
really
that time,
happening.
You would have found when did the earthquake take place in Chile? About that time, right?
And I had actually gotten an internet update, so that's really what I kind of turned on to see what was going on, and they said, you know, tsunami wave. So I was just turning it on to see what was going on. Nothing.
8.2 magnitude earthquake off of the northern coast of Chile caused small landslides, sapped power, generation of a tsunami that's headed toward Hawaii. What time is it supposed to be there, Richie?
It should be getting there in the next hour or two, actually. 1 foot by the time it reaches Hawaii.
So we get two stations in Hawaii. Anybody worried about it? 888-302-3684. Help us to understand what's going on over there. Speaking of that kind of a catastrophe, by the way, five people died over there. And these prisoners from the women's prison escaped. Kind of an interesting, as I said last time.
An up-and-coming movie.
Make a movie out of that. The Washington mudslide, official death toll from that risen to 27. The medical examiner's office says 19 victims have been positively identified. There was a lot of the bodies, when you dig them up with an excavator, you're going to not be pleased necessarily with what you come up with. And fortunately, there hasn't been these ghouls that have nothing, no passion in their brain whatsoever. They want to take pictures of everything. These photographers, fortunately, they've been kept out of, because in this circumstance, these bodies are going to be a wreck. They're going to be a mess. And so why do we have a need to see somebody whose body has been chewed up by a tree?
I don't think they have a need to see it. I think they have a need to recover it.
Yeah, but the kids whose parents have been lost, you think they want to see a picture of their parents?
No, they don't want to see a picture. They want to be able to lay their remains to rest. That's
I understand all. That. When I'm being critical of the news media and the paper or the photographers
yeah.
who are there. Trying
showing
to,
kind of mummified bodies. That's what you're seeing all over
what
the...
A mess.
You know, in other countries, we get filtered news.
Right.
For example, my wife is from Colombia. When her brother was shot and killed, they showed his body on the front page of the newspaper the next day laying on the sidewalk.
Right. All shot up.
Yeah. And is slumped over the steering wheel the whole bit. We get extremely filtered news here. Around the world, they show you all this stuff, and it's kind of gruesome, but it's reality, I guess.
Administration offering to release prisoner Jonathan Pollard. Remember him? In order to keep the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks alive, Pollard was a U.S. spy convicted of providing intelligence to the Israelis. Been in jail since 1987, serving a life sentence. Officials say his release is one of several options being considered in order to keep the Israelis at the table. Israel decided not to release 30 Palestinian prisoners. Which is, you know, this is the back and forth of all of this stuff. Palestinians have Israeli prisoners. Israelis have Palestinian prisoners. So here we pop up. Okay, we'll break this open by giving you back Jonathan Pollard. You can go live in Israel. Huh? What's that going to do? Why are the Palestinians going to care about that?
When did we start having to give stuff up in order for these two children to sit at the table?
Yeah. All right, let's see here. There is a, this is, I think, something that many of you will find interesting if you have not heard the story of these soldiers who've signed a petition. You know, we've been talking this year. I didn't realize that you could do this. White House petitions at...
Whitehouse.gov.
Yeah, but what was the first one we got involved in?
It was the Justin Bieber one. There was
right.
a petition on Whitehouse.gov to deport Justin Bieber.
Right, okay. So now there's a new one. That the Army be asked to reconsider its just-released appearance and grooming regulations, which these people who have signed this petition claim are racially biased against black women. The update to the Army regulation was published this week, and in the rules, clarification for what they say is Army-appropriate hair. For example, the Army does not allow twists or braids. And the regulation bans dreadlocks.
Right.
Cornrows.
A lot of time African-American women use that to keep their hair, especially if you're in a job like that where you don't have a lot of time to do it and maintain it. You just braid it so that it's easier to do in the morning. So I get that. I get that it can be a little racially insensitive.
Is it? Or is it just you're in the Army, you do what they tell you to do? If you don't want to be in the Army with your hair, then don't go in the Army.
Because I typically am the type of person who would say the rules are the rules are the rules.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
But if you're going to allow women in the military, and I mean, I guess, you know, you could shave your head. I guess you could do that to follow the rules.
No, but that's not the point. The point is that if there are rules, you stick by them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I guess you would just go in knowing that if you're an African-American woman and you need to get up and go in quickly, you'd shave your head. That's probably what you'd have to do.
All right, so then do these people have a leg to stand on, or should they be told they have to, you want to stay in, you cut your hair this way. You don't want to stay in. We have problems. Sometimes we talk about this with regard to youngsters in school and how far do they go. But it's different because going to school, it seems to me, is something you don't have a choice of doing. You got to go to school. But when it comes to going into the Army, you don't have to go in the Army. You go because you sign up. You go because you volunteer. So if you volunteer...
Yeah, and men have to adhere to certain standards, too. So I would actually say that you're right. I think that they should have to follow the rules no matter what.
So why is it racially biased?
The danger here is that you start getting into religious freedoms and cultural freedoms, and all of a sudden you have a rule book that looks like the tax code for who gets to join the Army and what special rights they get. You know, here it is. Here's your rules. You want in? Fine. You don't like it? Beat it.
It's a little crude, but
well, that's, yeah. How do you make special rules for every single? It's just
you don't.
It's
so that's hard.
And that's the
problem.
Point. You're right, yeah. And but especially since you're choosing to sign up.
If you have never gone to whitehouse.gov/petitions, you have to go there. It is fascinating.
Yeah.
Anybody can start a petition. Once it gets to 100,000 signatures, quote unquote digital signatures, the White House promises that they will at least take a look at it. It doesn't mean they'll do anything about it.
No.
Here are just a couple, just real quickly. Stop routine male infant circumcision in America.
Yeah, that's
genital integrity is a human right. That has 395 signatures. Here's a petition that is all in Russian. I have no idea what it says, but it has 282 signatures. But the fact that it's on whitehouse.gov and it's a Russian petition is just fascinating to me. And here's the last one. There's hundreds of these things up there. Here's one we would all get behind. Make Election Day a national holiday.
Yeah, that's good.
Has 1,176 signatures.
Sign my name on that, resume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sign my name on that. Yesterday, Framingham had the annual town elections.
Oh, did you win? Were you up for?
No. I was a couple of years. I got one more year in my term. There were 10. The total population that can vote is about 30,000. 3,700 people voted. For two new selectmen, two new members of the board of the school board.
Wow.
Other local offices, 3,700.
The stuff that impacts your life every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More
local
than the national
elections stuff.
Yeah.
Local elections. Unbelievable.
I'd like to congratulate the citizens of Washington, D.C. for voting out one of the biggest criminals we've ever had as mayor. Vince Gray. Marion Barry's.
Vince Gray gone. He wasn't there long, was he?
He was there for a term, and over the course of his term, he was always being investigated for a shadow campaign, and ends up the feds broke out their greatest witness and accomplice to this thing, and he pleaded guilty to contributing $700,000 to Vince Gray's ghost campaign.
What did he get in return?
They have sent everybody on Vince Gray's election staff to prison.
Wow.
Except for Vince Gray, who, and he still says to this day, I had no knowledge of it.
All right, exactly. Yeah.
And so he got beat last night by Muriel Bowser. And the interesting thing about the D.C. mayor election is that was the Democratic primary yesterday. But there, a Republican does not stand a chance in whatever to ever win.
Washington.
So if you win the Democratic primary, you're basically the mayor.
Yeah. And hopefully the new mayor will have enough sense to bring back the superintendent of schools that really changed things in Washington.
Nah, she's got other things going on.
Another job.
Yeah.
All right, 16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. May I tell you about your... Well, I guess maybe I shouldn't tell you because it sounds like I'm being an authoritarian jerk when I say that. So I'm going to ask you a question. Why are you laughing?
Because if you stop yourself, we already know you have a point of view here.
But go ahead.
So go ahead.
Ask us a question.
All right. Axing away, Richie. How is your hair? Richie's hair is fine?
Yeah.
Jennifer's hair is fine. I can answer the question myself. Kenny, all the people on my staff are fortunate to have good heads of hair. They are the exception rather than the rule. As many of you know, there are a lot of folks walking around who are younger. I mean, it's such a shame to see a guy in his 30s without any hair. So what you can do about that, if you would like to do something about it, is call 800-525-8319 and sign up for Provia. Provia strengthens your follicles, cleanses the pores in your scalp so that the hair will start growing underneath. That's what happens. The hair is under your scalp. You want to let it through. That's what cleaning the pores out does. Comes up, little fuzz, starts growing, replaces the hair that falls out as a natural course of things. That's what happens. Your hair falls out. Got to get new hair. It can't come if the pores are plugged up. That's why you get bald. So fix that problem by calling 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Call right now. Don't let your hair down. Don't let your future down. This is a very cool. This is the way to have your hair, the problems with your hair, stop immediately. All right. Will you do that for yourself? Provia. 800-525-8319. Cleanse the scalp. Get new hair. You look like a new person. You feel like people say, hey, what's going on with you? 800-525-8319.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks.
then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Current immigration reform plans would establish quotas for workers in numerous industries and new bureaucracies to set the quotas. Many people are afraid of an unlimited influx of foreign labor, but if they look through the lens of liberty, they would realize that market demand is much stricter than artificial quotas because there's no way to violate it. No one hires people they don't need, so there is an absolute limit to employer demand. That limit is different every year and in every business. If there are 200,000 workers allowed, but demand is for 1 million, the rest will simply come illegally and employers will hire them rather than close their business. Instead, we should trust the principle as old as America itself. The market works.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
For those of you who have been worried and wondering about what's going to happen with the minimum wage,
yeah.
The vote is going to be delayed in the Senate because
the government's good at delaying things, huh?
Yeah. This is what I love. This it's called the Paycheck Fairness Act.
Right. Barf.
These people. How many people watch the ball game? First games of the season. How many people have watched or even been
to
a ball game?
I actually put this story up for you to take a look at. I don't know if you did, but did you see the Angels one of the Angels games?
I did not. I haven't seen it because I'm not
here. Home run.
Don Baylor goes out to do the first pitch, the ceremonial first pitch.
Okay,
Don Baylor broke his femur.
Yeah.
No.
Had surgery yesterday.
No.
It was totally freak accident, and it took place on opening day. He's a hitting coach for the Angels, and he injured his right leg while catching the first pitch from retiring Angel Vladimir Guerrero.
Oh.
I don't mean to laugh, but how terrible is that?
Yeah, you know, I was going to go to the Nats opening game on Friday, home opener.
Yep.
It's supposed to be kind of nasty, so I'm like, eh.
The weather was bad. Why do they start so early? It can be really bad first part of April. Well, they kick it back. The weather's always better in the fall.
And they got 162 games in, man.
Yeah, but you can fit them in and go later in the season.
We're finishing in October as it is.
Well, October, when is the... But it's the early part of October, right?
Yeah.
So?
I guess they could, but, I mean, the temperature's better in April than it is in October, so I guess they'd rather just do it then.
Have anybody playing baseball that's undocumented, do you think? It would be interesting to find out if we got illegal immigrants playing baseball.
My son starts baseball practice tonight.
Really?
Huh?
Aww. What position he's playing?
He likes to pitch.
Really? Good for
him.
51 after.
Oh,
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Movie. 14, how many years ago, Kenny? 40 years ago. The Academy Award graced this movie, The Sting, Paul Newman, Robert Redford, and so many great character actors. This was a
They won seven Academy Awards.
Seven Academy Awards.
Yeah. Mr. Shaw, we usually require a tie at this table. If you don't have one, we can get you one.
Hey, that'd be real nice of you, Mr. Lonergan.
Lonergan. Robert Shaw is a great character actor as well. More often.
Don't sign a trouble. No. Mark Lonergan. I gave him the breakdown just like you said. And? It's good. He threatened to kill me.
Oh, kid, they don't do that. You know, you're not getting to him.
He was a perfect bad guy in that one. But so many great. There was a guy named Reg Kordick, who was a disc jockey in Pittsburgh for a lot of years, went to Los Angeles to become a character actor, and he was in this movie as well. And I think it was the first time I saw him as an actor. He actually was very good, very distinguished-looking guy, dapper, gray hair. You'd recognize him like a lot of these other character actors. Nobody ever remembers their name, but they all have seen him in hundreds of movies. But this movie really did something to, and it showed how these two guys, it seemed like almost a waste that they didn't do more together. They fit so well together.
They talked about it for years, but they never did a third film.
Yeah, I wonder why. Why did they just come up with a good script?
I couldn't find the right script.
Yeah, that was what a shame. Wow, are they great?
But you know, if you look back at the you know, from the 70s to now 2014, where there clearly is a lack of what you call major star power in the business now.
Oh yeah.
Versus then, I mean, who could equate? Right now, I mean, with an open mind, who can equate to a Paul Newman now? I don't see anybody.
No, well, people would say
you
could
argue George Clooney has, you know, a masculine star power, but it's not the same as a Paul Newman.
No, it's not. I want to talk with you, Chucker, about the new Captain America film that's out this Friday in a moment. You're listening to Movie Moments. This is Doug Steffen. The Good Day program is what you're listening to, actually.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals,
Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with Jennifer and Chucker and Richie and Kenny and me, and I want to spend a minute with Captain America, and I don't want this. Let me excuse the personal reference here. The only reason I make it is because I'm trying to make a point, Chucker. This kid that's starring in Captain America, this is his second time through playing this particular part. His name is Chris Evans. He grew up in suburban Boston. He went to school with my son. My son has become friends with a number of these younger stars like Armie Hammer. And what's his face? Why do I always... Channing Tatum, I forget about it. And the reason I bring it up is because this is a new group. These younger male stars are not like a lot of the arrogant so-and-sos. And Brendan has brought this up to me. These are all good men, young men, who are thrilled with their ability. Why?
Because Brendan knows them, that humanizes them, and makes them nice guys.
You think that's it?
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Because you know their whole self, yeah.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, maybe that is.
I'm sure the people that we see as arrogant snobs have friends that go, you know what, that's a really good guy.
So what do you expect from this movie this week, Chucker?
Oh, it's going to do big business. The advance reviews are outstanding, and I like this guy a lot. I think Chris Evans is really likable. He's terrific in that part. This is actually his third time. He was Captain America. He played Captain America again in The Avengers, which he's really right. good in. And then he's playing Captain America again in the sequel, The Winter Soldier.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.